Well, at different USA Hockey events, our next guest has been teammates, of course, with Patty Kane. Drafted in the infamous 2003 draft, 7th overall. Starred with the Preds, starred with the Wild, and still has the juice. He played, folks, every single game last year with the Dallas Stars. Joining us now on the program is Ryan Suter. Ryan, welcome to the Power Play. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing? Obi, haven't talked to you in a long time.
Good to hear your voice, Suitsy. Good to hear you, buddy.
Great stuff. Great stuff. So, hey, does that 2003 draft and some of the things that we've talked about, Nate Thompson's in the AHL, but Halak, Brian Elliott was the second last pick. How, Ryan, at the end of the day, Obi fell to the 8th round, we don't know. Joe Pavelski, 7th round. And that first round, I mean, teams won the cup because of that first round, Ryan.
Yeah, it was, you know, we had a pretty good group of guys. You know, what Stalzi is still playing. He's down in Florida now, so he was also part of that. So, yeah, pretty good group of guys. I think Corey Perry, wasn't Corey in the, or was he the next
yep.
year maybe?
No, he was that year.
Yeah.
Getzlaff that year.
Oh, yeah.
Carter that year.
There's still a few of us left. Yep.
Suitsy, it's Obes, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Hey, listen, when I watch you play, Suitsy, you look the same as you did to me in Nashville, right? You make the game look easy. But over the course of your career, have you had to change your game a little bit? What have you had to change to stay at the top of the game?
Well, I think like off ice is the biggest thing. You know, I'm sure you've talked about it, but you know, when I first came in, you kind of get into a city, you'd go as a group, go have a few beers, go to dinner. And I think things have changed so much where these guys are so fast and taking care of their bodies at such a high level. But off the ice, you kind of got to pick your spots when you do the team things and the different night outs and that kind of stuff. So I think for me, that was probably the biggest thing. But then every day, just showing up for practice and making sure that your body's in good shape so that you're ready to go and to try to keep up to these guys.
With Ryan Suter, Dallas Stars, Hockey Week across America continues. The theme for today is hockey history. And you've had a great connection with USA Hockey, of course. Your uncle, of course, who played in the National Hockey League, and your dad that was part of the miracle, unfortunately no longer with us. So when I talk about USA Hockey and your dad's connection, what comes to mind, Ryan?
Well, you know, yesterday I got a text from Herb Brooks' kid, Danny Brooks, and he said 43 years ago, yesterday was the day that they won the gold medal in 1980. So I wasn't alive at the time, but for me, it brings back kind of my childhood, you know, hearing stories about my dad. My dad owned a sporting goods store. Every single person that came into that sporting goods store was asking to see the medal. Teachers were, you know, begging me to take it to school for show and tell. Just kind of all the stories and the memories of, you know, summertime. The 80 team came to Madison one summer, had them all over at the house. Couple years ago, I was able to do a golf outing with those guys. So it just, I mean, it brings back good memories. You know, I was fortunate enough to play on some U.S. teams. Michael Gary was fortunate to play on some U.S. teams. So just good memories all around when you think about USA Hockey for sure.
Yeah, Suits, it's how far USA Hockey's come. And over the All-Star weekend, I got to have some beers with Big Walt Kachuk and Chris Chelios, and I was hanging out with them. We were talking about the 96 World Cup. As a young American-born player, like, was that kind of the year that maybe kickstarted USA Hockey? Like, that 96 World Cup was amazing.
Yeah, and I think for those guys, it was the 80 team that kind of got those guys into it. So for my kind of generation, yeah, it was the 96 World Cup, you know, Chelios and Gary and the Chuck and all these big boys LeClaire, the big boys from USA Hockey. So I got to watch those guys growing up, and that's what I wanted to do. That's what Parisi and Patty Kane and all these different guys that are currently, you know, holding the torch. Those were the guys we looked up to. So it's kind of neat how you kind of pass it along as you get older.
Zach, part of the 2003 draft, too, as well, Ryan. We're joined by Ryan Suter as Hockey Week Across America continues as well. Well, you talked about it brought back great memories and you thinking of your dad and your uncle, a great player, rookie of the year, doing great things in the NHL, beginning, of course, with the Calgary Flames as well. You talked about changing things right now. It's been a great journey for you. Maybe a coach, your dad, of course, your family, who might be listening right now that has helped you from Madison through Nashville, Minnesota, and where you are right now that maybe hasn't received the credit along the way. Give us a shout out to some people you'd like to thank.
Well, I think, you know, just all the kids that you grew up playing hockey with, you know, I'll run into them around Madison in the summertime saying, oh, remember we played squirts together, peewees together. And, you know, those are the guys that, you know, they were there every day, grinding it out with you at practice in the cold nights, all the parents of those kids making sure that they made practice. And I think those are the guys that really don't get the attention they deserve, because without those teams that I was able to play on when you're young, none of us would be where we're at, and we wouldn't have been able to get better through practices and the games and the dedication of all of our parents when we're kids. I mean, I'm going through it now. I have four kids, and two of them are playing hockey, and when I'm gone, my wife's basically an Uber driver for the kids, driving from one rink to the next.
Four kids, suits you. Now I know why you're still playing. Four kids, that's busy.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta get a break somehow.
Suits, I want to ask you about your Dallas Stars team. I've said a lot this year to Cooley on his show about I love the mix of veteran guys and young guys. As a veteran guy, is it nice to have those vets that you can communicate with, help with leadership, and these young guys to maybe bring some energy days that maybe you don't want to practice and stuff like that?
It is. It's good. I think Jim Nill's done such a good job with this team. Like you said, we have the older guys that have been around for a while, and then you have a good mix of the younger players that are, you know, they're kind of just coming into the league, the Wyatt Johnsons, those type of players that are just coming up. And then you got those middle-aged guys, the Roope Hintzes and the Hoskinens and those type of guys that are kind of right in the prime of their career. So he's done a good job keeping us all on the same page. I think the sky's the limit for our team when we get playing well again. Obviously, we've taken a step back maybe this last week, but we feel pretty confident. We got a good group of leaders, older guys that, you know, when you have a long career, you go through these ups and downs throughout the seasons. And for us, you know, the message is just get back to playing the right way, and everything else will kind of fall into place. And, you know, that's where we're at now.
We're with Ryan Suter of the Dallas Stars. Brad Marchand of the Bruins will join us in just a bit, as will Brady Shea of the Carolina Hurricanes, all teams that are right there in that Stanley Cup mix. So what a story for Jamie Benn this year. He's Benjamin Button, I think, the way his body's responded, right? Wyatt Johnston, just go look at his OHL videos. I don't know if he was NHL ready. We had Jim Nill on. He basically told us, Cooley, he's not going back to junior hockey. This kid's staying. We're like, oh, nice scoop. So I'm thinking, I see your roster. I see you as a young 38, and I wonder, you know, I'm watching the game last night. I'm just wondering, and you're not a GM, so tampering doesn't count. I'm just wondering if you know a guy, he's got flash and dash. He might be a top six winger, might be able to help Dallas, Ryan. I don't know if anybody came to mind, if you saw anyone last night, or I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think somebody maybe you've played with before. I mean, help me out here. Is there anybody that maybe could help Dallas and put you guys over the top here? Ryan, just does anyone come to mind?
No comment. No comment. Yeah. I better stay out.
I knew Suitsy wasn't going to bite on that. He's a veteran, cool. Suitsy's not. He's calm, cool, collective. Yeah. He ain't biting on that one. But Suitsy, I still love watching you play, buddy. You were one of my favorite teammates. Do you still have the farm in the offseason? Do you go back home and work the farm still?
No, not anymore. So when we were in Nashville, the plan was, oh, we're going to have kids. We're going to build this house out in the country. They'll be out here. We'll be busy. But as soon as the kids came, we were driving 20 minutes into town every time they wanted to go hang out with their friends or, you know, one of their sports, baseball or whatever they had going. So got rid of that, and now we're moved. We changed it up a little bit, went to the lake now. So we'll see how long this one lasts.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Well, the fish wasn't biting on the cane question. I had to ask it, which is great. Like I'll ask Brad Marchand about being a shift disturber. So I'm looking forward to doing that. We've watched it for your whole life. You spent more time in the NHL, Ryan, than you did and have outside the NHL. How long do you want to go? Can you keep going? Can you be a 40-year-old blue liner? Is the body saying yes, and is the mind saying yes as well?
The body feels great, and I think it all depends. I mean, I want to win Stanley Cup. I'm with a couple other older guys that, you know, that's why we're still playing. We want to win that cup, and you know, hopefully it doesn't take too long, but I play as long as I can. As long as someone wants me, I guess that's the biggest thing.
Well, they're always looking for someone who can stop the other team's best players, and you've been doing that for a long, long time. And I mentioned Joe Pavelski when I had Joe on a couple of years ago. He was happy I remembered that in February of 2010, Scott made a mistake. And Roberto bailed out on the Joe chance, or that whole the narrative changes, right? People in one moment everything could be different, and that was Scott Niedermeyer who could have been the GOAT. And see how things change. One of the first people into Sidney's arms was Scott Niedermeyer, probably like thank God, because that's how. And that was it was a great tournament, right? Like what a tournament.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, being in Canada and. You know, just all of everything that went into those 2.5 weeks was pretty amazing and memories that I'll have forever.
Great stuff. Well, you've done yourself, your family, your dad, your uncle, your kids, and USA Hockey proud. It was great having you on the show. I hope you enjoy doing this. And when you get to the Cup final, we'll talk again, Ryan. How about that?
That sounds awesome. I can't wait.
Great stuff. Thanks, my friend.
Okay, thanks. Good talking with you too, Obi.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Ryan Suter. So I forgot about your connection there. That's great. It's great when you've got a connection with these guys.